2016 April, bi dating, to date as a bi, and I just got a hall pass, which means I can go and have fun in my trip. And that was my trip to LA. And when I got to Santa Barbara, it was raining, and I planned to sleep on my car, and all of a sudden they start getting long. And the guy that I contact to get together with said that his apartment was not available in LA because his roommate had his family coming in. And he was going to see how it could possibly happen for us to get together. And there was some exchange of conversation through text, a text message. And as my traveling start evolving, what really got my attention was how difficult it is to communicate with another guy about emotions, about feelings, when it's even more sensitive when it's potential lover. But we kept going, and if he were to say yes, I would keep going to LA, and we could either go to his apartment, or I would give him a massage and have sex afterwards, or integrate it into the massage, since the agreement was already in place. It would be already in place. And interesting enough, he dropped the conversation through the text without replying. And it was very shocking. I'm not used to it. I'm not used to this disconnection without, I'm so sorry, I cannot pursue this. It doesn't work for me. And all of a sudden it's like, fuck, it is very hard to be single. It's very hard to be investing so much energy and time and possibly money, because I was willing to split a hotel. And for what? For to be dropped by a text message that never comes, and I didn't have the initiative also to call him and leave a message and say, call me, and define. And I actually might have done that, but I don't even know. That's how poor the situation gets, that I didn't even know how I communicated what I said or not. And I reflect on these kind of things a lot. So it should be more freely, should be easier, and it's not. So I went through a lot. It's a lot of negotiation at home to say what I'm doing, what I'm up to, and what I'm intending to. But it always helps me to expand my freedom, to have this ability to get my baby steps ongoing, which is to say, this is what happens for me, this is what I intend to, this is what I want. It's already progress. So I saw how hard it is, and I end up just heading it. When the guy did not come back with this text message on Friday, said, I want to see what's going to happen. And he did not. He did not return in communication. And I had it. I just drove back home. And this is just to note how difficult it is for two men to emotionally connect or emotionally get to even a fuck. How communication is difficult between men. So anyway, that's it for now.